Ryan Cleary, former Member of Parliament and former President of Fish NL, is forming a new association to represent independent owner-operators in the fishery. Cleary joins the morning show to tell us more about the Seafood Enterprises Association of Newfoundland and Labrador, or CNL. Good morning, Mr. Cleary.
Good morning, Geraldine.
Thanks for taking time to speak with us about this. So why are you forming this group?
Because it needs to be done, because owner-operators, independent owner-operators, licensed fishermen in this province are a distinct group within the province's fishing industry, and they should be recognized as such. Right now you have the entire industry is represented by one union, the entire fishing industry, all competing sectors, be it plant workers or offshore trawlermen or aquaculture workers, crewmen aboard the boats, and then the licensed fishermen. Everybody is lumped under one union, and we believe that it's time for owner-operators to have a separate and distinct voice.
But why do 3,000 or so licensed commercial inshore fish harvesters need an association?
Because they need someone to speak strictly for them. You have an association right now that speaks for the entire industry. We believe that it's time for licensed harvesters to have a voice just for them. If you're looking for a reason, look at the price of crab right now. The 2021 price of crab in Newfoundland and Labrador is the highest it's ever been. It's $5.73 a pound. But that's still, the price on the mainland is $8. It's so much less. We have a price-setting panel that set the price at $5.73, even though the price on the mainland is that much higher. The price-setting panel is not working, and that's just one reason why you need an independent voice for owner-operators.
And what will some of the benefits be of being a part of this association?
Well, right off the bat, you have a distinct voice for owner-operators. Number two, you'd have membership votes on policy. I don't know if most of your listeners know this, but the way it works, the fishery, the representation works on the mainland. In the Maritimes, for example, is they have associations representing different fleets. They don't have unions. They have associations. They speak for the fleets. And the same type of association can work here. With our membership representing owner-operators, we'd have breaks on insurance, fuel, fishing gear, et cetera, whatever you would buy in bulk. You would have, with the new association just for owner-operators, you'd have the freedom from conflicts of interest with other industry sectors, like I already mentioned, plants or trawlermen or aquaculture workers, also from governments and conflicts of interest from its own membership. We have a transparent and accountable organization, and on and on and on. Bottom line is, the way it works is when you have one voice for the entire industry, each sector of that industry is not represented as well as it could be. And again, I've got to stress this, Jerry Lynn, owner-operators are a distinct group within the fishery. It's time they led the fishery. Owner-operators should have all the power within the industry. It's there for them if they come together. What this organization will do is give owner-operators an opportunity to come together and speak in that distinct voice.
Ryan Cleary, is this an effort to do what you couldn't do with Fish NL?
Fish NL could not succeed. We tried to represent all inshore harvesters, crewmen, owner-operators, enterprise owners. That could not work because of the way that it was set up, because of the definition of an inshore harvester, anybody essentially with a single sail in their name. I walked away from that. It could not work, but that didn't mean the battle was over. I've worked since then as a consultant representing the fishing industry, and this is a just a natural step. This needs to happen with a new voice for a new independent, distinct voice for owner-operators. Fish NL did not work, but this can work. We do not need permission of the Labor Relations Board. We don't need to sign cards. We can sign. We can form an organization tomorrow, which we will do in the coming days. We'll consult with owner-operators right around the province about how exactly they want this organization to be set up. I don't want to dictate the terms. We'll consult with people. We'll set this up fast. Will become the voice, and it's a voice that's absolutely critically needed. And again, the price of crab here versus the mainland should be it's just an indication of why it's so needed.
All right. Some people would say that your efforts in the past few years with the fishery has created a divide. What do you say to that?
Listen, look at the state of the fishing industry in this province. You've got every single adjacent cod stock that's in it's in the critical state. Yes, crab is up, and the price of crab is high, and it should be a hell of a lot higher. Shrimp is not where it should be. The government of Canada is not being held to account for management. The management of our commercial fisheries has completely failed. This has to happen to turn our fisheries around. Given the state of our economy, our cultural industry, our most important industry, the fishery needs to fire on all cylinders. It's not, but we're forming this group to make sure that it will be.
What are the next steps in forming the association?
Well, like I say, we need to incorporate first. There needs to be a hell of a lot of we're going to incorporate as a not-for-profit. We're going to undertake consultations right around the province with owner-operators right around the province. We'll have sign-ups. We'll put together a volunteer board of directors representing the over and under 40 fleets in fishing zones right around the province. We'll set up membership fees. We'll establish an office. A lot of stuff has to happen, but it's going to happen fast, and we're not going to need permission of anybody, be it the Labor Relations Board, be it the provincial government. We're not going to need to sign cards. We can form this association. We can be that voice that we so desperately need right away.
Ryan Cleary, I thank you so much for joining the program to give us more information about this newly forming association, Seafood Enterprises Newfoundland and Labrador.
CNL. Thank you very much, Geraldine.